Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
English for Tourism. 3. Types of accommodation.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
We're interested in a holiday in Wales. We'd like to travel around and see a lot of the countryside. We'd also like to do quite a bit of walking.
We don't want a package tour.
Well, that's fine. I can give you information on the types of places you can stay and help you book rooms in advance.
That would be perfect.
Are you wanting self-catering accommodation or accommodation with meals provided?
A mixture of the two, I think. The main thing is that we want to get away from towns and cities.
Right. Well, you'll find that Wales can offer a variety of serviced accommodation away from the crowds. There are country hotels which are usually quiet and in extensive grounds.
I imagine they would be expensive.
Yes, they can be. A cheaper option in a rural location would be farm accommodation. This is similar to a guest house or B&B, but on a working farm. You would get breakfast and possibly an evening meal provided.
What options are there if we want to go self-catering?
There are lots of country cottages, restored farmhouses, even castles available on a self-catering basis. You will probably find, though, that you have to book for a week at a time. So they're probably not suitable if you want to tour around Wales.
No. What about hostels?
I'm not sure I'd want to sleep in a dormitory.
Many hostels nowadays have private rooms as well as dormitories. Or you could try camping. There are plenty of campsites in Wales.
Maybe we could hire a caravan.
Yes, most campsites allow both tents and touring caravans. That could be an ideal way to see the countryside.
We'd love to spend a few days in the mountains.
Oh, yes.
Are there places to stay there?
Yes, there are bunk houses, which are like hostels, but simpler. And in the really remote areas, there are camping barns. These are very basic and just provide a place to sleep. You need to take everything with you, sleeping bag, food, even a torch.
How do we find out where all these places are?
I'll get you some brochures, and you can get a lot of information from the Welsh Tourist Board's website.
Thanks very much. We'll have to go away and think about exactly what we want to do.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.